morning, Matt. How are we feeling today?
Good. Not too bad. Not too bad.
Hey, you're probably not going to win Offensive Player of the Week for that performance yesterday, but in my estimation, this is just the eyeball test. That, to me, seemed like the best game Matt Cassel has yet to play. Matt Cassel says what about that?
It was a good game yesterday. I felt confident out there. I felt comfortable. And it just seemed like we were clicking, and the guys were getting open. The O-line was blocking, and I was able to put the ball on the mark for the most part.
Do you feel like you're getting better week to week, Matt?
I like to think so. You know, I continue to grow each and every week. I continue to learn something about myself and about my play. And the coaches and I continue to work on things that I need to work on and continue to work, get better at the things that I've done well.
Can you tell us specifically how you measure that, whether you're getting better from week to week? You know, a specific example or two that lets you gauge, yes, that's an improvement from last week, the week before, and the week before that?
You know, it's hard because there's different areas in which we work on from one week to the next. And whether it's just seeing the defenses a little bit clearer than what I did the week before, or maybe staying a little bit longer in the pocket and waiting for a play to develop and get the ball downfield. So there's definitely different things that we work on, different aspects of the game that you continue to see improve week in and week out.
Matt, talk about the game winner to Kevin Faulk. When you see the linebacker lined up on him on the outside, is that pretty much an automatic? Is that where you're going with the ball?
Yeah, immediately I knew that it was man coverage at that point, because when the linebacker runs outside with Kevin, I know it's a one-on-one coverage. And at that point, we had the right route called where we had that little slant go called, and I knew that I was going there with the ball.
Did you run – it felt like you ran a very similar play earlier in the game, going the other way, probably the third quarter, where you had Faulk going down the sidelines and you overshot him a bit. Was that the same play?
Right. It was the exact same play. It was the exact same play, but we just came back to it, and it was a great call in that situation, and we got the defense that we wanted.
Matt, are you surprised that more teams – now, you're saying it's man-to-man, so the linebacker has to walk out with him, and that's how you know it's man coverage. But are you surprised that more teams, given how good of a receiver Kevin Faulk is, that they wouldn't adjust to that and put a corner or a safety on him, given that he's more than just a running back? He's really a pass catcher.
Right. And you know, there was a few times where we went to empty, and Kevin was out there, and they actually played zone. And so I think it's just something to do with what the defense has called in the huddle at that point, and we just make the adjustment as we go.
Hey, Matt, it seems to me there are probably two ways for a quarterback to gain confidence, and that's to execute the game plan, make the right reads, throw the touch passes in when necessary, and drill it in when that's required as well. Then there's the confidence of knowing that you have the confidence of your teammates. And I'm reading all the quotes in the paper today. Wes Welker said, Matt played really well today, made all the right reads, was seeing the defense really well. Matt Light said, making good downfield throws, we were moving the ball, I thought he did great. And then Bill said, he works hard, gets better, understands the mistakes. Talk about the confidence, how your confidence grows when you know that your teammates are buying into your play.
Well, you know, you hope that you try to gain the confidence of your team each and every week. And I work hard, and I try to put my nose to the grind week in and week out and show these guys that, you know, I'm all about business, and I'm going to do whatever I can to be accountable to them as a team, and then to go out there and perform well. That's really what shows the team and gives the team confidence and gives your teammates confidence. And it's not about what you say. It's more about what you do. And so I just try to do that each and every week out on the field. And I think the more we win and the more good things that I can do on the field to prove to them that, you know, we're going to be fine, then it builds confidence.
Matt, it just felt watching the game that the whole part of the game of you staying in the pocket, delivering the ball from the pocket, stepping up into the pocket and not out of it, was better in this game than it's been at any point this year. Did you feel that way on the field as well? Is that fair to say?
Yes. I mean, I haven't really watched the film yet, but I feel like I did a good job of stepping up in the pocket yesterday, and I felt like the O-line gave me adequate time to step up and do the things that I need to do and to make my reads. So it was definitely it was a good day for that yesterday.
It's something, you know, us dime store analysts like to talk about all the time, the internal clock of a quarterback, knowing when to unload the ball and keep his head downfield and all that, all those mechanisms in the pocket that Brady's so great at. For you, who just haven't played a lot, is it almost impossible to learn those things in practice? I think I asked you this last week. I mean, is there any way for you to learn that and grow with that when you're out there on a Tuesday or Wednesday and you're wearing the red jersey and they're all going half speed. To me, it would seem to be the only way to do it is on Sundays.
Right. Yeah, I think you learn a lot from Sundays. I mean, that's really where you do most of your learning. Because in practice, you can only simulate so much, and you can never really simulate game speed because, I mean, guys are just moving and it's at a different tempo. And so the more you play in a game, that internal clock that you're talking about, you start to really become more comfortable with it because you start to realize when you have time, when you're in trouble, and, you know, where the throwing lanes are and just kind of go from there.
Hey, Matt, individual plays and players aside, three things stood out in my mind that I thought were very positive for you and your football team. And I'd be interested in hearing you discuss all three of these elements and rank them, if you will, in terms of what you think were the most important ones. Number one, cutting your sacks in half. You just sort of addressed that a little bit. Fashioning a come-from-behind victory in the second half. Or dealing with a tough third quarter where you threw a couple of picks, not necessarily your fault, failing to convert third and short and fourth and short, and yet still rallying to turn negatives into positive and win the football game. Can you deal with all three of those and tell me how they rank in order of importance in your mind, Matt?
Well, I think the one that ranks up there the most is coming from behind the fourth quarter because we really haven't been in a tight game this year where we've had to come back in the fourth quarter and win that game. And I think being behind in the fourth quarter and the team facing a little adversity like we did in the third quarter, and really kind of being out of sync a little bit with the interception, with the turnovers, and then, like you said, the third and fourth down when we weren't able to convert on third and short, then coming back in the fourth quarter and saying, look, we went through a little adversity, everybody still was in the game, everybody understood what we needed to do and not panicking and keeping our composure and going down and scoring that touchdown when we needed to do. I thought that was the most important thing for this team. And then I forget the third scenario.
Cutting the sacks
what
in
was
half.
The third scenario? Oh, cutting the sacks in half. Probably would rank third, but at the same time, it's always a great thing. But those other two, I think, were the most important part of this game.
Hey, Matt, I know you're only seven games into it, but at this point, as you continue to improve each week, do you feel empowered in the huddle to rally your guys with words? I know you said it's not what you say, it's what you do. And I don't suspect for a second you're Dan Marino screaming at guys. Or are you just sort of, you get the play, you call the play, and you guys go out and execute the play? Or do you feel empowered now to try to motivate them and speak to them individually and say something inspirational in a huddle?
When I feel it's necessary, I do. I will say I'll give them a little pump-up speech every now and then. Mm-hmm. Or if I have to give a guy a reminder, and I'll talk right to him. You know, that's part of this job. So I feel comfortable with doing that, and they know that. If we have an argument or something like that, I have to talk to him. It's nothing personal. It's just we're just trying to win.
Right.
So did you yell at Randy when he dropped the touchdown pass?
No, you know, I just kind of let. I didn't really even see it, to be completely honest. My vision was taken away, and so I didn't even get to see it. So I didn't even know if it was a good pass or not. So.
Perfect pass.
Yeah, well, you know, I felt that whole, there's a whole sequence there between the third and fourth quarter where there were a bunch of plays that could have been made and weren't, and must have been frustrating for a quarterback. I mean, both those interceptions, certainly the Welker one, he just flat out stumbled, and that would have been on target. The Randy Moss interception was borderline. Receiver, you know, good defensive play. You know, you could put that on anyone. And then
Welker
the touchdown.
Welker
dropping the ball, coming across the middle. Randy Moss in the end zone. Seems like those plays could get a guy frustrated. How did you avoid that?
You know, you just keep plugging away. You know that those guys are great players and that they're going to continue to make plays, and that's just part of the game sometimes where you get a sequence of events that don't go your way, and then all of a sudden, like we said, we're still in the game in the fourth quarter, and you know that we're still in this thing, and thankfully they didn't cost us any significant part of that game, and we're able to still go down and win the game.
Hey, Matt, the passing game sort of hit the ground running. I know that's a mixed analogy there, but, you know, Welker, Gaffney, Moss, four out of the first five, and you sort of, you know, came out of the box really hot. And I'm wondering a baseball analogy here. Pitchers say they can sometimes tell whether they have their best slider or fastball or curveball as they're warming up prior to a start. Can you gauge how accurate you are, how good your arm feels when you're warming up prior to a game, or is it just all bets are off once the whistle blows?
Once the whistle blows, everything just starts going. You know, I feel pretty much the same each and every week in terms of my arm and how I feel throwing the ball. Mm-hmm. And and then it's what the defense is doing against what your offense is doing, and then you just kind of go through your reads and try to make it happen.
I mean, is it ever like golf where you're warming up terribly, where you just don't feel right on the practice tee? Does that ever happen in football for a quarterback, throwing wise?
You hope not, but I'm sure that there's been days where you don't feel necessarily as good as others. There's no doubt about that.
Matt, have you been keeping in touch with Tom Brady?
I have. I talked to him last week twice, and he's in good spirits. He's doing well, and he continues to help me and just give me great advice.
Can I ask you specifically, how does he literally go over, I mean, will he tell you about certain players on the Rams, what their tendencies are, what they like to do, or is the advice more general? Can you give me an example of something he would help you with?
Yeah, right now the advice is obviously more general, and if I have a question about a specific player that he played against, then I'll ask him, like, for instance, he obviously has a lot of experience and very knowledgeable about the San Diego Chargers, so I'd ask him about Cromartie and what are some of his tendencies, and he gives his analysis and what he thinks and how he would attack that guy versus certain coverages, and the same thing with Denver, whether it be Champ Bailey or somebody like that, who he's obviously played against in the past, and what I need to be careful for, and I definitely need to look that guy off. So it's just little tidbits like that he really helps me with.
What's his general advice to you?
General advice is just keep doing what I'm doing, and then he continues to tell me that don't get distracted by the outside, you know, to continue to stay focused on what's important, which is football, and don't become too overwhelmed with, you know, whether it be people asking you to come do a show or do this or do that. He said just focus on football. That's the most important thing.
And not to pepper you with the Brady thing, last one. What does he say about his situation? Does he seem in fine spirits? Have you gleaned anything from what he's gone through here?
He hasn't really gone into much depth about his injury other than the fact that he's doing well, he's recovering, and he seems like he's in good spirits.
Other than being 5-2, does being tied for first place have any significance at this point in the season, Matt?
No, it's not really how you start. I mean, starting well is great, but it's really how you finish, and we've got a lot of big games coming up here, so we've got our work cut out for us.
Hey, just out of curiosity, what do you get for being Offensive Player of the Week, like a gym bag or something? What do you get for that?
Keychain.
I really have no clue. I was pretty interested when they told me that I was, to say the least. I thought Sammy Morris was going to be the guy last week, especially after 135 yards in the first half.
Yeah, but he couldn't suck it up and stick around for the second half like you did, Matt.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I like to hear. No, but the fact is that really came down to the team performing well on offense. I mean, that wasn't I played well, obviously, but at the same time, everybody on offense and the running game and the offensive line and the receivers making the catches that they did, that really what made last week special.
All right, well, I'm sure the Pac-Man Jones koozie's in the mail for Offensive player of the week.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Matt, good talking to you. Congratulations on another win. We'll talk to you next week after the Indianapolis game.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Matt Castle.